Okay, before I listen to the sermon, read Jeremiah chapter 1.
And
the title of the sermon today is Say Not, I Am a Child. And today I want to talk about children. Or maybe even rather talk to children.
And of course,
every sermon is also for children.
Yeah,
we are a family integrated church. Which means that we want the whole family to be present inside the service.
Yeah,
not somewhere else in the building.
Yeah,
moms and dads, don't leave your children unsupervised.
بچه‌هاتون رو رها نکنید.
In the building somewhere else.
تو ساختمون بذاریم با هم باشیم.
They need to be part of the service. It's important.
بذاریم عضو کلیسا باشن و برنامه کلیسا شرکت کنن.
And of course, I understand that if it's a one-year-old and a two-year-old,
یه ساله دو ساله,
they sometimes need a little bit of extra attention.
احتیاج به وقت مستسوا دارن, کارهای مخصوص دارن.
At the moment, we don't have any.
الان نداریم در حال
حاضر. But if we do,
اما اگر داشته
we'll make
باشی,
sure that we make sure that the nursery is up again.
دوباره سعی می‌کنیم اتاق بچه‌ها رو راه
بندازیم
که بتونیم
the audio of the preaching there.
و به زودی صدای موعظه رو هم توی اون اتاق پخش
کنیم. The rest needs to be in here.
بقیه بمونیم چه کلیسا
and learn.
و با هم دیگه یاد بگیریم.
For learn to sit still for the small ones.
برای بچه‌ها یاد بگیریم چجوری تو صندلی بشینیم.
Participate in the worship.
پرستش با هم بپرستیم.
And listen to the preaching.
و بتونیم موعظه رو گوش بدیم با هم دیگه.
Yeah, so children, every week.
بچه‌ها هر هفته.
Is preaching for you.
موعظه برای شما هم هست.
But today's especially.
اما امروز مخصوصا مال شماست.
Yeah, today I want you to see how God looks at those who are young, those who are a child. And you might be surprised
that
He is concerned about what you do, what you say, how you live your life as a child. Yeah, you matter to Him, and how you live your life, even as a child, matters to Him. Yeah, the Christian faith is not only for grown-ups. Yeah, you should start as a young child. And you will be wise to take to heart
کلام خداوند رو در قلبمون شنیدیم و عمل کنیم فوق العاده خواهد بود.
Yeah, the fact that you're in church as a child.
زمانی که از کوچیکی تو کلیسا هستی و از بچگی میتونی داستان خداوند رو بشنوی.
Take you here.
به خاطر اینکه مادر و پدر تو رو به کلیسا آوردن از بچگی.
That's a great blessing.
این برکت بزرگ خداوند.
You're growing up with biblical principles.
که با حقیقت کلام خداوند از بچگی بزرگ شی. ارزش خداوند رو از بچگی بشنوی.
Hopefully taught in your home.
امیدوارم این حقیقتا فقط تو کلیسا درس داده نشه. بلکه توی خونه هم باهاش بزرگ بشی.
Yeah, many of you can read the Bible and
for yourself. خودتون بخونید به هر زبانی که میتونید.
If you don't have a Bible,
اگه کتاب مقدس ندارید,
ask your parents for one.
از مادر و پدرتون بخواید تا بهتون.
And if they need help, we'll make sure.
اگر هم کمک خواستن,
you have a Bible.
براتون میگیره به دست.
Because I want you to have a Bible at home.
من میخوام همه بچه‌ها یه کتاب مقدس تو خونه دستشون داشته باشن.
Why?
چرا؟
Because it's now.
چرا
الان you should start walking with God.
الان که میتونی تصمیم بگیری با خدا.
Yeah, when you are 7 years old.
وقتی 7 ساله هستی زمانی میتونی.
9 years old.
وقتی 9 ساله هستی میتونی تصمیم بگیری.
11, 13, 15.
13, 15.
That's the time that you start.
زمانیست.
Should start investing in the things of God.
سرمایه گذاری کردن به کارهای خداوند.
Yeah, the earlier the better.
هر چه زودتر بهتر.
Yeah, Christian faith is for all ages.
مسیحیت
go to,
برای همه
سنها
امسال
Proverbs 20 verse 11
امسال 20 آیه 11
Even a child is known by his doings whether his work be pure and whether it be right
جوان را از کارهایش به راستی می توان شناخت که آیا رفتارش پاک و درست است یا نه
Yeah, God says you can know a child by his doings.
میگه جوان یه بچه رو با کارهاش میشه فهمید.
You can look at a child.
میتونی بچه نگاه کنی.
At the behavior of a child.
رفتار
and her actions.
جوری که عمل میکنه,
the decisions they make.
تصمیماتی که اون بچه داره میگیره.
And you can understand where this child is heading.
میتونی بدونی بچه کجا میره.
And a child can have doings that are pure and right.
بچه میتونه کارهای خوب انجام بده و نیکو.
As well as doings that are not pure and not right.
ناپاک و کارهای غیر خوب.
And note to parents.
نکته برای پدر و مادر
You are to guide your child.
شما رهبر بچه‌هاتون هستید.
You are to correct your child.
بچه‌هاتون رو تصحیح کنید.
So that when they are not going in the right direction.
اگر مسیر اشتباه رفتن برشون گردونید.
You correct their path.
درستشون کنید و بیاین به مسیر درست.
Proverbs 13:24.
امسال 13:24.
This is very popular today.
امروز خیلی مهمه.
He that spared his rod hated his son. He that loved him chastened him betimes.
مزرعه کوچک شخص فقیر.
نه. 13:24.
Proverbs
13:24. آنکه چوب را باز می‌دارد از فرزندش نفرت می‌کند. اما که فرزندش رو دوست می‌دارد به سعی تمام او را کتک می‌زند.
Yeah, it's the parent that hates his child.
پدر و مادری که بچه‌ش رو متنفره، بچه‌ش رو تنبیه می‌کنه.
It is the loving parent.
اون پدر و مادری که بچه‌ش رو دوست داره، بچه‌ش رو تصحیح و تنبیه می‌کنه.
Yeah, because the child deserves something.
وقتی بچه
It deserves correction. It's a right for a child.
درسته برای بچه
to be corrected.
که تصحیح بشه و تنبیه بشه.
Proverbs 23:13. Withhold not correction from the child. For if thou beatest him with the rod, he shall not die.
23:13 اینم آیه.
از ادب کردن جوان عوام مکن. چون تنبیه تو رو نخواهد کشت.
Yeah, do not withhold correction. There's something that a child yeah, has a right to receive. Do not keep that from a child as a parent.
Yeah,
don't injure your child. But if needed, yeah, they need to be corrected. And that works with something towards the butt.
Yeah,
and earlier you do this, the earlier you correct children. Yeah, of course not babies, they don't understand. But the earlier you start correcting a child, the less correction you need to do later on. And a child doesn't have to learn the hard way later on.
Yeah?
The Bible says you can see where a child is going by its doings.
So,
young person, you can take a path that is wrong. You can take a path that doesn't care about the things of God. A path where you're not learning about what God has said. A path where you're not serving God. And a path where you will start making decisions that bring destruction to your life.
Yeah,
and I'm not saying that if people are going the right direction, they never make mistakes.
من نمیگم کسایی که مسیر درست رو میرن هیچ وقت اشتباه نمیکنن، هیچ وقت زمین نمیخورن. هممون اشتباه.
But when you are walking with God,
اما وقتی با خدا قدم برمیداری،
you will make a whole lot less mistakes.
مشکلات و اشتباهاتمون کمتر و کوچکتر.
Wisdom from above.
چون حکمت داریم از خداوند.
Helping you to do what is right.
کمکمون میکنه که قدمامونو درست برداریم.
And helping to make right decisions.
Now,
let's go to first of Jeremiah chapter 1. Read verses 4 till 5. Jeremiah 1, 4 till 5. Then the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. And before thou camest forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee, and I ordained thee a prophet unto the nations.
کلام خداوند بر من نازل شده گفت پیش از آنکه تو را در رحم نقش بندم تو را شناختم.
Yeah, so Jeremiah was a person known by God before he was formed in the belly.
حتی قبل از اینکه در رحم شکل پیدا کنه.
Life started conception.
زندگی در اون لحظه که نطفه بسته میشه.
Yeah, stopping a pregnancy at any stage after that is murder.
بعد از هر زمانی که نطفه بسته شد قتله.
Jeremiah is known by God.
خداوند میشناختت زمانی که شکل
میگرفته. Here God is speaking with him
اینجا خداوند
while he is a child.
حرف میزده
and God is telling him I have a plan for you. I have ordained you to be a prophet to preach to the nations.
Yeah,
God knows Jeremiah. God notices Jeremiah as a child. And God has a purpose for Jeremiah. In the same way, God knows you as a child. He knows where you are. He notices you. And he has ordained for you to do certain things for him.
و برای آینده تو.
Yeah. If you're saved,
اگر امروز نجات داری,
there are good things that God has prepared for you to walk in.
و برنامه‌های بزرگی رو خداوند داره برای تو که بهش برسی.
We all know Ephesians 2:8-9.
افسوسیان 2:8-9.
Yeah. For by grace are you saved through faith, and it is not of yourselves; it is the gift of God, not of works. Lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God had before ordained that we should walk in them.
زیرا که به فیض نجات یافته اید به وسیله ایمان. این از شما نیست بلکه بخشش خداست. نه از اعمال تا هیچ کس فخر نکند.
Yeah, we're saved by grace through faith, by believing, by trusting in Jesus Christ. But is that to do nothing? To just sit in a chair and till we die and go to heaven?
بشینیم رو صندلی تا بمیریم تا به بهشت.
He has created unto good works.
خداوند اعمال خوبی رو.
We are created in Christ.
در مسیح ما خلق شدیم که برنامه‌های خوبی براش انجام بدیم.
Do you think this only applies to adults?
آیا فکر می‌کنی برنامه فقط بالا بزرگسالاست؟
Does it say if you're saved and older than 21 years old?
Then I have good works for you to do. نجات پیدا کردی و 21 سالت شد اون موقع کارهای بزرگی برای خداوند می‌تونی انجام بدی.
If you're saved,
میگه نه اگر نجات داری.
There are good works for you to walk in.
خوبی هست که برای تو
God has ordained you. For a certain purpose.
خداوند برنامه ریخته برای تو و برای هدف زندگی تو.
It should start
از زمان شروع میشه به محض اینکه نجات پیدا میکنی.
Regardless of the age you are.
مهم نیست چند ساله هستی.
Go back to Jeremiah 1.
ارمیا 1.
Jeremiah 1 and read verse 6.
آیه 6 رو بخون.
Then said I, Ah, Lord God, behold, I cannot speak, for I am a child.
از ایشان نترس، زیرا
ارمیا 1.
1:6 دیگه.
آره.
آنگاه گفتم ای خداوند یهوه من اینک من سخن گفتن نمیدانم زیرا جوانی بیش نیستم.
So what is the response that Jeremiah has? What is he telling to God? Yeah, God says, hey, I've ordained you. I want you to go preach. And Jeremiah's response is, but I'm a child. I'm just a child. Maybe that's what you're thinking right now. I'm only 7. I'm only 9. I'm only 13. What can I do?
Yeah,
how can God use me?
How
can I serve God at this
age?
Now listen to the response that God gives Jeremiah to
this.
Now Jeremiah the child. Somebody of your age.
Yeah,
when God spoke to him. Read verse 7. But the Lord said unto me, say not, I am a child, for thou shalt go to all that I shall send thee, and whatsoever I command thee, thou shalt speak. Yeah, so what's the response of God to Jeremiah? Is it like, oh, Jeremiah, wow, you're right. I was confused. You are just a child. See you in 15 years and then we'll talk again. After you've grown up. Is that what God's response to Jeremiah? No, he says, say not, I am a child.
Yeah?
Don't bring an excuse that you are too young to start serving me. Too young for spiritual things. جوانم
که کارهای خداوند و بزرگو انجام بدم.
God speaks here to a child.
خداوند اینجا با یه بچه.
And he ordains him to preach.
خداوند اونو صدا میکنه که موعظه کنه.
And he tells Jeremiah, the fact that you're young doesn't matter.
من میگه با اینکه کوچیکی.
You are sent. You are tasked.
برنامه دارم برات.
You've good works ordained for you to go walk in.
کارهای خوب و نیکویی دارم برای تو که تو انجام بدی.
Specific purpose to your life.
مخصوصاً یه هدف مخصوصی برای زندگی تو تنها دارم.
Which I already have decided.
که تصمیم
گرفتم.
برات آماده کردم برات.
And it's never too early to start serving God.
هیچ وقت زود نیست برای
doing His will.
هیچ وقت زود نیست که خواست خداوند رو انجام بدن. هیچ وقت زود نیست.
To start learning the things of God.
یاد بگیریم کارهای خداوند.
Reading your Bible every day.
هیچ وقت زود نیست که یاد بگیریم کلام خداوند رو هر روز بخونیم.
If you're not doing this today,
اگه امروز هر روز کتاب مقدس رو نمیخونین رازگاه ها نداریم.
Start today. Start reading.
امروز شروع کنین خوندن.
It matters to God.
امروز شروع کنین کلام خداوند رو یاد بگیرین.
He wants to use you for his purpose.
از خداوند استفاده. خداوند میخواد برای شما از شما استفاده کنه برای هدف برنامه آیندهش.
Which is the best purpose for your life.
که بهترین هدف زندگی خداوند برای همتونه.
Because you will find yourself on a path that is blessed.
چون وقتی وارد مسیر خداوند میرین یه مسیری خواهد بود پر از برکت خدا.
Spiritual things are for all ages.
چیزهای روحانی مال همه سن هاست.
I would say even more so if you if you're young.
حتی بیشتر اگه جوونی.
Because you have a whole life ahead of you.
چون کل آینده‌ت، کل زندگی جلوته.
You can benefit from what you learn now.
چیزی که امروز یاد می‌گیری می‌تونی تحت بدی به آینده‌ت. خیلی بیشتر از اون کسایی که آخر عمرشون.
Who get safe under 60.
اونایی که 60 ساله مثلا نجات پیدا می‌کنن. چند سال دیگه مونده بخوان خدمت کنن.
Yeah, you have an additional 50 years of advantage.
50 سال جلوی شما.
For the fact that you're studying the word of God.
یاد گرفتن کلام خداوند اگر در سن 10 سالگی
بالاش. You know there's a whole book in the Bible.
یه کتاب موقع کتاب مقدس هست.
That is actually states that it is addressed to young people.
که اعلام شده که این کتاب کلاً مال بچه‌ها و جووناست.
It's beneficial for everybody.
نیکوس برای همه، اما این کتاب برای جوونا.
Why?
چرا؟
So you don't have to find out things the hard way.
که راه سخت
Go to the book of Proverbs, Proverbs chapter 1. And listen to the introduction to this book. And which specific mention there is. To what is this written? Proverbs 1, and I read verses 1 to 4. The Proverbs of Solomon, the son of David, king of Israel, to know wisdom and instruction, to perceive the words of understanding, to receive the instruction of wisdom, justice and judgment and equity, to give subtlety to the simple, to the young man, knowledge and discretion.
امثال سلیمان پسر داوود پادشاه اسرائیل برای فراگیری حکمت و ادب و درک سخنانی که فهم می‌بخشد برای کسب ادب و رفتار خردمندانه و پارسایی و عدل و انصاف برای هوشمندی بخشیدن به ساده روحان و دانش دوراندیشی به جوانان.
That's written to a young men. Specifically, young men will benefit from this. Young people will benefit from reading Proverbs. Skip to verse 8. Proverbs 1, verse 8. My son, hear the instruction of thy father and forsake not the law of thy mother. Yeah, remember, this is God speaking, this is God's word. God specifically put this remark in there, in the book of Proverbs,
that this is for young people.
We see it's written to a son,
yeah?
A child that is living with his father and mother.
And
they directly hear some good advice for you.
Yeah?
How we can avoid finding some things out the hard way. Listen to the instruction of your father. And forsake not the law of their mother.
قانون مادرمون رو فراموش نکنید.
Why?
چرا؟
Because they know everything.
چون مادر پدرتون همه چی بلدن؟
No, but they definitely know more than you.
نه، بیشتر از شما بلدن.
They have wisdom that you do not have yet.
حکمتی رسیدن تا به این سن که بیشتر از شما.
Even though you will hit an age.
شاید شما به جایی برسید.
Where you think you have the wisdom.
که فکر میکنی حکمت داری.
But you don't.
اما نداری.
Believe me, that's from experience.
ایمان داشته باش، از تجربه دارم میگم.
Yeah, many and that's the time. And when we're teenagers, when we're getting to 20, where we make, where many young people make a lot of bad decisions. Because they think they know everything. And they're not listening to their father and mother. Who have the wisdom. And who love them. Yeah, your mom, your dad loved you. They want it to go well with you. Listen to their wisdom. Yeah? And read the wisdom that is found in the book of Proverbs.
Yeah,
it has 31 chapters.
31 صفحه داره.
One chapter for every day, every month.
یه صفحه برای هر روز هر ماه.
It will benefit you.
باعث برکت شما.
It will put you ahead of other people because you have God's wisdom.
شما رو جلوتر از دیگران قرار خواهد داد. چون حکمت خدا رو خواهید داشت.
Start reading your Bible at a young
age. ادامه بدین کتاب مقدس رو خوندن از جوانی.
Start praying.
شروع کنید دعا کردن از جوونی.
Start serving God at a young age.
شروع کنید خدمت کردن به خداوند از بچگی.
Yeah, do not think that these things.
فکر نکنید.
Are only for that you will do these things when you're older.
وقتی بزرگ شدم این کارو میکنم. وقتی بزرگ شدم.
And it's not important for you because you're just a child.
الان من بچه‌ام دارم بازی میکنم.
No, God says, say not.
خداوند میگه نه.
I am a child.
من بچه‌ام.
Go to the book of Acts.
کتاب اعمال رسولان.
Book of Acts. Chapter 2 verse 17.
فصل 2 آیه 17.
Acts 2 verse 17.
اعمال رسولان 2 17.
And of course, this is the day of Pentecost. And it shall come to pass in the last days, said God, I will pour out of my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams.
که خدا میگوید در ایام آخر چه خواهد بود؟ که از روح خود بر تمام بشر خواهم ریخت و پسران و دختران شما نبوت کنند و جوانان شما رویاها و پیران شما خوابها خواهند دید.
Yeah, it specifically refers to sons and daughters,
young people,
and they shall prophesy. They shall put forth the word of God,
preaching the word of God.
And of course, the specific fulfillment here is the day at Pentecost.
But God
calls young people to preach the word of God today as well. Like he ordained Jeremiah. He is also ordaining you to be a voice to the nations.
شما رو هم انتخاب کرده از همین الان نسل آینده کلیسا باشه. انجیل عیسی رو از بچگی شروع کنید
کردن،
از جوونی کار خداوند رو
انجام بدید. برگردیم
ارمیا فصل 1
آیه
7
7 تا 8. But the Lord said unto me, Say not, I am a child, for thou shalt go to all that I shall send thee, and whatsoever I command thee, thou shalt speak. Be not afraid of their faces, for I am with thee to deliver thee, said the Lord.
اما خداوند را گفت مگو جوایش نیستم زیرا نزد هر کس که تو را بفرستم خواهی رفت و هر آنچه تو را امر فرمایم خواهی گفت.
Yeah, say not, I am a child. Don't bring excuses. You are ordained. To go speak wherever I send you. And speak what I will give to you to speak. And don't be afraid. Because I will be with you and will deliver you.
Yeah?
God will be with you as you serve him as a child.
He will keep you.
And the earlier you start deciding to serve God,
the
earlier you start focusing on the things of God, the earlier you develop habits like reading your Bible, praying in your life,
the better.
Yeah, there's no reason that you as a child cannot start reading your Bible. Yeah, that you can start praying. Or witnessing to your friends.
If
you're a teenager, you should be witnessing to your
unsafe
friends.
And the people you run into.
Learn to do it. How? Join the soul winners.
بریم برای بشارت، بریم کلیسا بیرون و یاد بگیریم.
Put in the time to learn the scriptures.
وقت بذاریم کلام خداوند رو مطالعه کنیم و یاد بگیریم.
Put in the time to go out with the church to
preach the gospel. برای بشارت بریم و موعظه کنیم.
This is something you will never ever regret in your life doing.
چیزی هست که هیچ وقت در آینده شرمنده نخواهی شد برای انجام دادنش.
When you grow older,
وقتی سنت رفت بالا بزرگ شدی،
you will never regret the time that you invested in the things of God.
وقتی که برای خداوند گذاشته بودم نذاشته بودم.
Do you know what you will regret?
میدونی چی رو میگی کاش که این کار نکرده بودم؟
And I speak from experience.
از روی تجربه دارم میگم.
The time that you did not do that.
کاش که اون وقتایی که نکرده بودم تقدیمش کردم.
And I'll give you an example of when I was a child.
من یه مثال برات میگم وقتی من بچه بودم.
I still feel like a child, but
هنوزم فکر میکنم بچه‌ام و بزرگ نشدم.
Won't qualify anymore.
دیگه به عنوان بچه خونه
I shared the story
before.
But I had an aunt. It was not really an aunt, but was like adopted into the family.
She was the age
of my grandma. And she didn't believe in God. And was when I was about 13 years old. Yeah, I really was concerned for her because she did not believe in God. And so I decided I will write her a letter.
و تصمیم گرفتم این نامه براش بنویسم.
I will write her a letter and explain her about Jesus.
یه نامه می‌نویسم براش در مورد عیسی مسیح بهش میگم.
I wrote the letter.
نامه رو نوشتم.
I never sent that letter.
هیچ وقت اون نامه رو پست نکردم.
And then she died.
و مرد.
And it was too late.
و دیگه دیر شده بود.
And I regret not doing that.
و همیشه میگم افسوس که اون نامه رو من پست نکردم.
I wasn't good at sharing the gospel at all. I had no idea what I was doing.
بلد نبودم موعظه کنم. بلد نبودم اون موقع چیکار دارم میکنم.
Would she have turned? I don't know.
آیا ایمان می آورد یا نمی آورد؟ من نمیدونم.
I regret not doing what God had prompted me to do.
اما من پشیمونم. اون چیزی رو که خداوند تو قلبم گذاشته بود انجام بدم انجام ندادم.
Yeah, remember if our gospel is hit, it's hit to them that are lost.
یادتون باشه اگر انجیل ما قایم شده است، قایم شده از اون کسایی که گم شده.
You know what I regret? The times that I had an opportunity to share the gospel.
افسوس می‌خورم از اون روزهایی که موقعیت بشارت انجیل رو برای کسی داشتم.
And I didn't do it.
افسوس که نکردم.
Because I didn't know how to.
نمی‌دونستم چجوری.
Because I was too busy doing other things.
افسوس که وقت نداشتم این کارو بکنم.
That is what I regret.
اینیه که افسوس می‌خورم.
I don't want you to regret the same
things. نمی‌خوام شما به آینده بگین افسوس چیزی رو بخورین که انجام ندادین. امروز یاد بگیرید. امروز بشارت بدید.
Say not I am a child.
نگین من بچه‌ام. نگین کوچیکم.
Even a child is known by his deeds.
حتی بچه رو هم خداوند با اعمالش می‌شناسه. درست قدم بردارید. خالص قدم بردارید. کار درست رو انجام بدید.
Go to 2 Timothy.
دوم تیموتائوس.
2 Timothy chapter 3.
فصل 3.
2 Timothy chapter 3 verses 14 and 15.
دوم تیموتائوس 3.
2 Timothy 3, 14 and 15.
14 و 15.
But continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them, and that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus.
اما تو در آن چه
اگر تأخیر کردم تا بدانی که
اما تو در آن چه آموختی
2 تیموتی 3:14-15
اما تو در آن چه آموختی ایمان آوردی استوار باش چون که میدانی از چه تعلیم یافتی و اینکه از کودکی کتاب مقدس را دانسته ای که میتواند تو را حکمت آموزد برای نجات به وسیله ایمانی که بر عیسی مسیح است.
Now listen what it says about Timothy.
یه بار دیگه بگین در مورد تیموتائوس چی میگه.
Timothy is became the right hand of Paul.
That's the راست پولس.
Yeah, it says he knew the scriptures from a child.
از کودکی کتاب مقدس را دانسته.
He started to be involved with spiritual things.
کارهای روحانی را انجام دادی. از کودکی کلام را می‌دونستی.
Serving God from a young age.
از خدمت تو از کودکی شروع کردی.
And he ended up being trained by the apostle Paul.
و بعد به جایی رسید که معلمش شد. پولس رسول. چه افتخار بزرگی.
Yeah, coincidence?
تصادفی بود؟
No.
نه، تصادفی نبود.
God ordained good things for Timothy to do.
خداوند تصمیم گرفته بود برای اینکه متوسط کارهای بزرگی رو انجام بده.
راهی
بزرگ خودش از کودکی.
He was going in the right direction to fulfill and to do those good works.
که تکمیل کنه انجام بده کارهای نیکو.
He knew the scriptures from a
young age. میدونست کلام خداوند رو از بچگی. کلام رو از بچگی میدونسته.
And that is why he ended up being so greatly used by God.
برای همین که اینجوری بزرگ خداوند ازش استفاده
میکنه. Now, if you got saved at a later age.
اگر شما
That's great.
بزرگتر بودین
که yeah, there are great things to do for you as well.
خدایا شکر که کارهای عظیمی برای شما هست.
Start serving God today.
از امروز شروع کنین خدمت کردن.
Yeah, but starting as a child will
set
you ahead.
اما برکت بزرگی اینه که از کودکی به خدا بپردازیم.
Start investing in the things of God early.
سرمایه گذاری کنیم به کارهای خداوند از بچگی از کودکی.
Much more benefit out all the time you can put in. چقدر
ثمره بزرگتر خواهید داشت.
Do not wait until you're older.
منتظر پیر شدنتون نباشید.
Yeah, if you're a child and God is moving in your heart.
اگر بچه هستین و خداوند تو قلبتون داره قدم برمی‌داره دنبال اون رهبریت برید بنا کنید سرمایه گذاری کنید تو کارهای خداوند عادت‌ها رو در زندگیتون گسترش بدین به عنوان یه بچه هیچ وقت زود نیست خیلی زود نیست نجات خودت رو با ترس و احترام برای خداوند انجام بده کلام خداوند رو بخون
نه اینکه
مامان و بابات وادارت میکنن کلام بخونی چون تصمیم گرفتی خود کلام رو باز کنیم.
Join the soul winning.
بریم برای بشارت.
نه
به خاطر اینکه مامان بابات گفتن برو.
Because you want to.
نه به خاطر اینکه میخوای.
Because you want to learn.
میخوای یاد بگیری.
So you can share with your friends as well.
میخوای بشارت بدی که با دوستات و کنار دوستات باشی.
Yeah. Show God that you love him even at a young age.
به خداوند نشون بدین که از کودکی هم عاشقش هستین. نگین که من بچه‌ام.